Hi, this is Growing Up Aspen, Joiner's Table Podcast with Andy Collin and Chris Pomeroy. And today we're joined with Lisbeth O'Dane. Didn't we see you for many, many years on Mac Mull?
I did look a lot like her. Wasn't that bizarre?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't me, but it looked a lot like her.
Mark thought that was you. He was like, I'm sure that's Elizabeth.
You need to claim credit and just make a story.
I know, right? That would be very good. Yeah, I'd actually forgotten all about that until you just mentioned it, and suddenly it just came right back. I'm like, oh my god, I remember that lady. But I have a doppelganger out there somewhere.
Yeah, I think that was like 90s or something.
That'd be about right.
Yeah.
Yep. Before there was Best Buy and all these other things, and the only place that we could buy anything for Macs was through Mac Mall.
Yep.
And before Amazon and everything else.
Yeah, I know. I know. It is a crazy world. It is, you know, it is funny to be our generation, I think. And I almost feel like that's almost the coolest thing about doing this whole Aspen thing. It's a time period and the generations where our parents' generation, although we thought they were slacking on the job, actually raised us pretty darn well in a lot of ways compared
to
what's going on now. And I know you have technology and the internet. That's a whole nother thing because parents don't know half of the crap that their kids are doing.
Oh, exactly.
But it feels to me like we kind of grew up in a great time where we really did sort of connect with people. You had to. I mean, you lived in a small town.
And it was above and beyond the time. It was the town. It was a beautiful mixture of multiple things. You had this amazing melting pot of people who came in from all walks of life. And they all amalgamated into this little town because they wanted the simplicity of life there. Mm-hmm. So you had the Stearns and the Pfisters and the Jaffees.
Yep.
Who had more money than any of us combined. And then you had the families. And Chris, there was your family, and your mom was working her ass off. And my mom got to be a housewife, but yet they could still be friends. There wasn't this whole social hierarchy bullshit that there is, that there has been.
Well, there was... mom and my mom had similar upbringings and pasts, too, with the, railroads and all that other stuff. And, so she was working her butt off in Aspen, but she came from a family that was originally very well off, but, we didn't have two nickels in the 80s,
and that was just sort of the beauty of it. And Aspen was, it was so safe. And some of your videos, riding our banana seat bikes around town, and where else can you do that?
Well, it was, I felt like it was a certain sense of respect for each other, rather an intrigue in people being different. You could either see Whip Jones or Wink Jaffe, and you could see Sandy Monroe at the same time. And
exactly.
They would come and see him. And Sandy Monroe would play with Whit, Harold, or whoever. Or John Denver could even come in. I mean, it was such an amalgamation of culture, and everybody kind of appreciated that. Whereas now it's like, oh, you're over here and you're over here,
And the celebrities come to be seen. Back when we were younger, they just wanted to blend in.
Yeah.
I mean, Lucille Ball taught me how to tell time.
Wow, that's cool. Well, and Jack Nicholson was a real important part with the Vare family and a lot of community folks. He kind of helped folks out. So, it wasn't like he was, oh, there's Jack and he's in the corner. No, he was at the Wienerstube with other people,
Exactly. Yeah. And John and Jimmy Buffett and, all these people, they were just there. They got left alone. They They didn't, you know, they didn't put on all the fancy stuff. I mean, Grace Huffman. Yep. And Felicity, I mean, they were here too. And now, you know, it's just, it was a special time in a special place.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then you had Catherine Thalberg too, whose
yes.
parents were literally Hollywood royalty from the silver screen era. Norma Shearer, I think, was her mom, and Irving Thalberg
headed up
MGM Studios.
Okay.
And
I knew that.
Yeah, and then she ended up marrying the guy that played Oscar Goldman on
Richard Anderson.
Man.
Dava Anderson. Yeah, we went to school with
him. Yeah. Dava's dad, Richard Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, you talk about Lucille Ball teaching you how to tell time. I think Lowe had a similar story before they moved to Aspen. He had somebody come up and tell him something at Christmas or something. You know, it's like, it's just really weird, you know.
If you remember that episode of I Love Lucy where she has a cast on. And or go back and watch it. My dad put that cast on because she actually broke her foot.
Oh, really?
So she was in Aspen and she broke her foot, and she and my dad got to be friends. And I wish I could remember exactly the story, but they were all supposed to go out and there was some highfalutin dinner, and I mean, I can't even remember all the people that were there. And my mom didn't feel that she had some adequate coat, so Lucy let her borrow one of her furs.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then,
that was the community where everybody were friends with each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, you're Lucille Ball. It was like, oh, hey, Lizzy, come on over. I mean, you just hung out with people. It was family.
Yeah.
You just reminded me of something too, Beth. I was sitting in the waiting room to see Wit one time. Your dad and him, I think they shared an office that night somewhere.
Well, they did. They had the Aspen Clinic building just right there on the corner of Main and
by the whatever. Library.
Yeah. Yeah, right by the library.
Yeah, the library.
But the person ahead of me to go see Dr. Wit was Melanie Griffith, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, not surprising.
It was funny.
Yeah, and I went on to work for Melanie for a couple of summers when
Did
she
you
was.
Really?
Yeah, she rented a ranch out on the Clain Flats, and I helped her out with the horses.
Oh wow! Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.